Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Boy, I am really excited about going to this coaches conference, getting out there on the open road, watching this great country stretch out in front of us, the sights, the sounds, the smells. God, I love a bus ride.
Luther, would you wake up? Except for maybe riding a donkey, it's easily the worst way of going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, well, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, honey.
Hi. Just stopped by to wish you guys a good trip. Oh, come on, Hayden. It's not going to be so bad. It's just a 5-hour bus trip to Milwaukee.
Yeah, Hayden, it's going to be great. Between the license plate game and I Spy with my little eye, time just going to fly by.
Christine, help me. I'm going to be trapped on a bus with Luther and Howard.
Howard's going too?
Of course. Somebody has to bring along the magnetic Yahtzee.
Well, I think I'd better run.
Well, what's the rush?
I'm just a little afraid of running into Shirley.
You're afraid of Shirley?
Well, every time Howard left for an away game this season, Shirley asked me to lunch. She's a very sweet person, but she just tends to... how can I put this nicely?
Drone on endlessly?
Well, at the last lunch, she talked for hours about a magazine article on the favorite desserts of Supreme Court justices.
Oh, man, you better get going.
All aboard! The bus is ready to roll. They just finished wiping down the seats.
Oh, jeez, Howard.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I was just leaving.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Shirley.
I was wondering, would you like to have lunch today at Shea Burley?
Oh, well, wouldn't that be nice?
Great! I've been wanting to try another one of my Supreme Court recipes. It's called Sandra Day O'Cobbler.
Hey, you guys ready?
Yeah,
the coaches are on the bus.
He's all ready to go.
Here we go. Come on, Luther. Let's get this over with.
This is going to be the best bus ride of your life. Let's have the bus go around.
Well, that was some cobbler. Just the right amount of cinnamon. Ooh, I just love talking dessert. Don't you, Shirley?
I'm sorry, did you say something?
You seem a little preoccupied today.
Not at all. Did you like the cobbler?
Yes. Yes, it was very nice.
Not too much cinnamon?
No.
Are you ever attracted to men other than Hayden?
Excuse me?
I mean, since you two have been together, have you ever met a man you found sort of, you know, hot?
Yes, I suppose I have. I mean, it's only natural for that sort of thing to happen... Occasionally, why are you asking me that?
There's a man.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're just friends right now, but I feel like it could become more than that.
Shirley, could I have a...
shot of bourbon?
Some tea?
Well, I'm sure to you... it seems like Howard and I have the perfect marriage. And at one time, we did. When Howard used to come home, no matter how tired he was, he'd sit next to me at the piano and we'd sing medleys of our favorite show tunes. Or sometimes, he'd take me by the hand, lead me into the kitchen, and we'd bake banana bread till all hours. Now all that romance and excitement is gone.
Shirley, it's perfectly normal for a couple to go through an occasional lull.
Then I guess we're not normal. We never had a lull until about a year ago. Up until then, it seemed like we were making banana bread all the time. Now I can't remember the last time we made it. I don't think I even remember how.
You know, they sell very good banana bread at the market.
I know. That's where I met Lanny.
Lanny?
He's the produce manager. He's so smart, Christine. Did you know that a tomato is a fruit, not a vegetable?
Yes.
Wow, you're smart too. And he's so artistic. He made me a fruit salad last week, and it was so beautiful, I couldn't even eat it. I hid it in my car and stared at it for days and days until I couldn't take the flies anymore.
How often do you see him?
I visit him every day at the produce department.
Doesn't Howard notice anything?
Howard's very happy. He's never been more regular.
Shirley, I have to warn you. These things take on a life of their own. If you don't decide what you really want, you just have no idea where this could end up. Maybe you should take some time, put a little distance between yourself and this situation, and really carefully think about what you want. Because every step you take is just going to get you in deeper and deeper.
You're right, Christine. I know you're right.
I'm sorry, but I just have to get back to the station.
Oh, that's really good advice, Christine. You've been a big help.
Well... Oh, that's okay, Shirley. You don't have to walk me out.
I wasn't. I was just going to run to the market.
Take the dauber!
Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me.
Hey! Shut up!
Hi, honey.
Conference?
Well, it could have gone a lot better if I didn't have the Country Bear Jamboree here. Hey, we're going to the Touchdown Club for dinner. I thought we'd stop by and pick you up.
Oh, thanks, but I don't think I feel like it.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I just need to talk to you in private.
Oh, what did you do now?
I didn't do anything. Did I?
No, I just need to talk to you, but it'll wait till you get back.
Oh, hey, come on, I'd rather stay. Believe me, I think I've heard every tune written for the banjo except Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey.
Hey!
Hey, shut! Go, come on. Excuse us, please, for a moment.
Yeah, see you, Chris.
Yeah. And watch that ice on the porch. It's slippery.
Right. Okay.
What's going on?
I'm really worried about Shirley. We were having an innocent and, well, boring lunch when, out of the blue, Shirley asked me if I had ever been attracted to men other than you.
And?
And that's when she told me about Lanny.
No. I meant, and what'd you tell her?
Come on, Hayden.
Now, you tell me what you said, and then you can finish your story.
Okay, fine. Yes, I have occasionally and innocently been attracted to other men. Now, can I finish my story?
No, I think you better finish this story.
Oh, come on, Hayden. I know you look at other women.
I do not.
Oh. Hillary, the secretary at my office, the waitress at the barbecue place, the adoring fan at the cleaners.
Finish your story.
The teller at the bank.
Yeah, finish your story.
This thing with Shirley is serious. She's lonely. And I think she's met another man who makes her feel special again.
Shirley? Geez, she and Howard are the perfect couple. I mean, they go together, honey. They're like oatmeal and lumps.
Well, I think Shirley met another lump.
Man, Howard hasn't got much to live for as it is. Jesus, Shirley dumps him.
Hayden, Howard is your friend. There has got to be something you can do.
Oh, wait a minute. No way, Christine. Come on. I'm not getting involved in someone else's marriage problems. Come on, you know me. I don't like getting involved in my own.
And how are you going to feel if their marriage breaks up?
Honey, there is nothing you can do to help these people. They're not normal. They make their own toothpaste and then give it away as gifts.
Well, if you're not going to say something, then I am.
No, you're not.
Well, one of us has to.
Why does one of us have to?
Fine, Hayden, you win. Don't talk to him now. Talk to him after their marriage is broken up and he's lonely and miserable and comes to you every day at work and asks you to help pick up the pieces.
But Christine, I am not out of line here. There's a lot of people that advise you not to go meddling in other people's marriage problems. You can understand that.
Oh, sure. You prefer not to get involved because you only do what's easiest and best for you.
Well, thank you for understanding.
It sure is a surprise. You coming over here.
No, it's not really such a big deal.
Well, I mean, you never even come up to my office. You never even return my calls.
Howard, this is important, so shut up, would you?
Okay. What is it?
Well, I wanted to talk
to you. Coco!
Howard, please. I'm not sure how to tell you this. Once upon a time, there was a princess. There was a knight. And the knight wanted to impress the princess. So one day, he went out into the woods, and he shot a deer, and he brought the carcass back to the princess. And she was very happy. So, you know, he kept going out day after day and bringing her back some dead thing. And that made her even happier. And then, one day he got sick with the flu, and he didn't go out and kill her anything. And she was okay about that. Because then the next day he went out into the woods, and he shot her something, and she was happy again. And then he started missing, like, days and days and days at a time. I mean, you know, he'd kill her something occasionally, but... He was very, very busy, you know? He had these jousting tournaments and bear baiting and grail searching. Is this making any sense at all to you, Howard?
My God, Shirley's having an affair!
I didn't say that!
No, is she having an affair?
No.
Yeah! My God!
How? I don't know, Howard.
What are you doing to me?
I think I need some cocoa.
Hayden! Just tell me what's going on here.
Howard, I think... Shirley is on the verge of having an affair.
What makes you say that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just a sensitive guy.
Come on, Hayden. Shirley would never have an affair. I mean, sure, the woman exudes sexuality, but she is a one-man woman. She knows you don't eat hamburger out when you got a steak at home. Where did you get this idea? What do you think? The minute I leave the house to go to work, Shirley gets all dolled up and goes out trolling for lovers?
Howard, I thought you'd left already. Hi, Hayden.
Where are you off to, sweetheart?
Oh, just to the market.
It's kind of early for the market, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's the best time. You get first pick at all the produce before it's been picked over.
Oh, good thinking.
Have a nice day, Howard.
Bye, Shirley. Oh, kiss, kiss.
It's over.
There is someone else. What am I going to do? This is the worst thing that has ever happened to me.
Can I get you some cocoa?
I hate cocoa! I don't believe this. The love, the laughter, it's all just a memory now. I just feel like such a fool. Who is he?
Howard, this is not about him. This is about you.
If you don't tell me, I won't be able to think about anything else. Just tell me. Then I can put it behind me. Then I can deal with my relationship with Shirley in a productive manner.
Yeah. Well, it's Lanny, the produce guy at the supermarket.
Don't kill him!
Sit down. Howard, this guy didn't force Shirley to be interested. Shirley is interested because she wants to be.
What?
Well, you think about it. Has some of the romance gone out of your marriage?
Absolutely not. There's still plenty of action in the Burley house. Every night, it's the news, then Johnny, then...
Howard, it's Jay Leno. Oh, boy, Howard, we need to talk. You have to pay more attention to her. You know, be loving to her. Let Shirley know how you feel about her. Shirley loves you, Howard. But she's got to know that you love her, too.
I do love her more than anything.
But then you have to show her.
How?
Try and remember what your first date was like. You have to do whatever you did to get her to fall in love with you for the very first time.
Gee, it'd be a little hard throwing together a one-man version of Brigadoon on this short notice.
What'd you do on your second date?
Paint your wagon.
Oh, jeez. Oh, forget it. Howard, when Shirley comes home tonight, there ought to be a big bouquet of roses here. A dozen roses. A gross of roses.
No, Hayden, that will not work. She hates roses. They make her sneeze.
All right, you go to the candy store and get her every kind of candy and you put it in a heart-shaped box.
No, she won't like that. She's hypoglycemic.
Okay. Go out and you buy some sexy lace underwear.
Oh, I know she won't like that.
Why not?
Because I look stupid in it.
Oh, now I know why I hate coming here.
What's all this?
A glimpse of what every day will be like from now on.
But aren't you supposed to be at your Tuesday night alumni meeting?
Alumni meeting, shalumni meeting. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters to me from now on is you.
Are you sick?
No.
Here. This is for you.
The Wisconsin Delight Cheese Law. But Howard, it's not Christmas.
Shirley, when we're together, every day is Christmas.
Eggnog?
Woo!
I mixed in a drop of rum to put us in the right mood.
May I have this dance, lovely lady? You are woman, I am man. You are smaller, so I can be taller than. You are softer to the touch. It's a feeling I like feeling very much.
Admire. Still, our friendship leaves something to be desired.
Does it take more explanation than this? You are woman, I am man. Let's kiss.
been out in so long. What's come over you?
Shirley, there's something else we haven't done in a long time either. No.
Do you hear anything?
No. Wait a minute.
What?
I think I smell something.
What is it?
I think it's banana bread.